Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. I've got something to say. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, and so I'm going to do that right now. I want to talk about the fact that we're standing here on the threshold of another national election year. Perhaps you've noticed. And it's appropriate to turn to the legendary book by the late Dr. Spencer Johnson. That book is called Who Moved My Cheese? If you read it, it's awesome. And it tells the story of four characters who ate only one thing, cheese. All they ate was cheese. Every day, all four characters went to a specific place in their world, which was a maze. And in that specific place, they found cheese, which is what they ate. The first two of the characters, weren't picky about their cheese. And they weren't picky about where they found it. It was just food, and they found it in a place. That's all it was to them. Then one day, you guessed it, somebody moved their cheese. And these two unfinicky fromage finders immediately began looking for the new place where the cheese were being put. They took off. Where's the new cheese? The expectations of the second two characters in Johnson's story were different. To them, cheese represented more than food. They had allowed themselves to become defined by not only the specific kind of cheese that they had always found, but by the specific place in the maze where they'd found the cheese. To them, this combination, the cheese and where they found it, was more than nourishment. It represented their self-esteem, their success, and their happiness. It was who they were. Well, you've heard of being hidebound. Well, you might say that these two were cheesebound, and that's my term, not Johnson's. These second two characters were cheesebound. Of course, being cheesebound wasn't a problem until, and you're right again, somebody moved their cheese. In his legendary book and film, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, I've mentioned this many times, futurist Joel Barker, our good friend Joel Barker, he defined a paradigm as a set of rules that, one, establishes and defines boundaries, and two, promotes a behavior that helps you to be successful when operating within those boundaries. Barker says paradigms, whether institutionally codified or deeply personal, can be useful until there's a shift, a paradigm shift, which is exactly what happened to the four characters when somebody moved their cheese. But instead of looking for new cheese like the first two maze mates did, the second two were so heavily invested in the old paradigm, this is the place where we get our cheese, that they put their survival in jeopardy. Dr. Johnson's cautionary tale and the two sides of Barker's paradigm coin apply to all parts of life, but especially to politics and business. For generations, like the characters of Dr. Johnson's story, Democrats and Republicans each showed up at the same place in their political maze where they'd always found cheese that they liked. But like the second two characters, today both parties seem to define themselves by the cheese they found in their specific spots. And they found success by operating within the rules of their political paradigms. But then somebody moved their cheese. In the third decade of the 21st century, the electorate is moving the political cheese. The cheese-bound members of both parties will double down on their past practices and rhetoric, their paradigms, in a futile attempt to hold on to their old cheese, rather than taking action to find the new stuff. In his book, Dr. Johnson said, old beliefs do not lead you to new cheese. Write that down, folks. That's going to be on the test. Old beliefs do not lead you to new cheese. Ultimately, the election victors this November will be like the first two characters in Johnson's stories. They won't define themselves by the old cheese in the old location. The people, whoever wins the election going forward this November, whether it's on the top of the ballot or down ballot, those winners will be the ones who don't define themselves by the old cheese in the old location. Instead, they will look for and find and earn the new cheese, which is now in a new place, moved there by the current electorate with third decade of the 21st century expectations. Dr. Johnson said, movement in a new direction helps you find the new cheese. That's going to be on the test too. Movement in a new direction helps you find the new cheese. We should take a lesson, you and me, from the clinic that both political parties are putting on this year. Winners in the marketplace this year and politicians in November will be those who understand and accept and adjust to avoid the wages of being cheesebound. Winners will avoid being cheesebound. In your business, the new cheese you find in the new place is a product of the evolving expectations of your customers. And those expectations are evolving very fast. They're moving your cheese, my friends. Your customers are. And if you want to get their business, you're going to have to do, as Dr. Johnson said, move to in a new direction to find the new cheese. And unlike the electorate, your customers are moving your cheese and paradigms are shifting all over the marketplace. This is happening all over the marketplace at speeds unlike what we've ever seen before. Joe Barker says when a paradigm shifts, everything goes back to zero. Write that down. When a paradigm shifts, everything goes back to zero. Your small business cannot afford for its leader, that's you, to become cheesebound and wind up holding a goose egg when the paradigm shifts. Blasingame's business law of love and cheese states, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, the cheese, but not okay to fall in love with how you do it, the old cheese in the old place. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.